Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello, and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today, Friday, 0305, March 5th.
2010.
Big day, important day, it's Friday.
Heck yes.
Heading into the weekend, enjoying ourselves.
Payday.
Is it payday for me? No. I don't know. I'm not sure.
5 and 20.
Oh, there you go.
Days I get paid.
Nice. Well, I think Tyler's taking us on a little way to not fail. It's pretty much the topic of today.
How not to fail. I'll just start.
Okay.
I was reading this article. It was in Men's Health. I was hanging out in the sauna. I was just chilling. And the article is Why Men Fail. But it's not just men. I feel like this can be for anybody. So why people fail. The guy, the author of it, let's see, where is it? It's Mike Zimmerman. And he's been, I believe he's the editor-in-chief of the, or he's like the main, like, reporter guy.
What's his name? Mike Zindeko or whatever?
Zimmerman? Yeah. Were you not listening to me? Huh? I just said that.
Oh. Yeah, I was not listening, sorry. Okay. Yeah.
So, basically, he was on, listen to this story. He was in a van being driven by Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, good.
And he and Matthew McConaughey, for 2 hours, or however long, I think it was 2 hours, were driving from Palm Springs to L.A.
Why?
Because they were doing a photo shoot in Palm Springs, and so him and Matthew McConaughey took Matthew McConaughey's van back to L.A. Describes the van. It's like your normal van, but the one thing he found very interesting about it was that Matthew McConaughey had hooked up a microphone right above his, like, steering wheel.
Okay.
So he could talk to himself on his drives and record them and then listen to them back.
Huh.
Because, and he would have conversations with himself and he would think out loud. And so he would record them so he could later on be like, oh, I thought about this, and go back and listen to them.
Interesting.
Very weird. And that's not how you not fail, is by recording your own thoughts and going back to them.
Right.
But it was just something in this article that was very interesting. So they were sitting there and they talk about everything from the weather to politics to sex, health, fitness, and everything else in between.
Awesome.
And this Mike Zimmerman guy basically was like, I realized something halfway through this conversation, that Matthew McConaughey is not a cynic.
Okay.
Is just, the glass is half full.
Right.
It is everything and anything at the same time. And that's kind of what he talks about this whole, like, 3-4 page article, is that, what?
You're looking at Matthew McConaughey. Yeah, I just want to make sure I knew. I had a very bad celebrity memory.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it's funny because Family Guy makes fun of Matthew McConaughey all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because he does the same character. But, so he's not a cynic. So continue.
Yeah, he's not a cynic. And that's what they talk about, this whole article, is just, we've talked about this a lot, but your thought process going into things and being cynical.
Oh, I have a story for you.
Oh, tell
Talking
me.
Talking about cynics. There's a woman at this at the gym I work at. We'll call her Deborah.
Okay.
Deborah comes in, and no matter what, she always finds something to complain about.
Is she an employee or does she work out?
She works out there. Okay. Well, quote unquote. We had a. For example, she'll always find something to complain about. It's in the news. If it's something at the gym. If it's the price of something, and she'll always complain. Oh, I'm not rich. Blah blah blah. She'll enter in, like, we had a win sessions with a trainer. We had win X and Y and Z and blah, 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 all these things. And she's like, every time she put one in, she's like, I probably won't win. I'm just doing it just in case, blah, blah. And it's just like, she was a crab, you know?
Oh, yeah.
She just pulled you back into the bucket. And for those of you who don't know that metaphor, go crabbing sometime, put two or three crabs in a bucket and just leave it uncovered and you'll figure it out. But she just was. Every time I see her, I try
to. No, what happens? Because I don't know what your expression.
You don't.
Is.
I've I've told you this. Okay. What so happens? The reason, if you go crabbing, we've done it in Santa Barbara many times before. But you get a bucket and you put two crabs there, right? At least two crabs. And they'll start to climb out, right? One of them will try and start leaving. The other one, without even looking at it, just reaches up with its arm and pulls it right back down into the bucket. And so they can't escape. Because it's not because of lack of effort. It's because the other crabs in the bucket pull them down. And it's like, you surround yourself with these people with that mindset of cynicism, of failure. You're going to end up being pulled back down to their level. So it's like, just knock that damn bucket over. Get the hell out of there. Because those people are going to continually pull you down.
That's interesting. So, but in this, no, that's basically what he talks about is not listening to people that are cynics,
right,
and whatnot. He brings up the five people that in all the articles that he's written and stuff like that, that were the people that he got the most
energy from
of this. Matthew McConaughey being the first, you know, the main one, but then Tom from Tom's Shoes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Really?
Actually, it's Blake. It's Blake.
Yeah,
his name is Blake.
Yeah, they're called Toms because it's Shoes for Tomorrow.
Yeah,
Tomorrow. Yeah, they stole that from Disney.
Yeah, they stole that from Disney. But yeah, Blake from Tom's Shoes, Mark Wahlberg, which I thought was interesting because he plays such a like badass and just like beats up on people all the time. He's the producer of Entourage, Four Brothers. Let's see what
I've
else.
I've seen those.
He was in The Departed. He was the Mark Wahlberg. He was in Planet of the Apes, the 2003 version.
Which I haven't seen.
It's
that.
It's awful. But,
yeah, I actually didn't. I refused to watch that one. I mean, looking at him, I'm sure.
His brother was in New Kids in the Block.
Oh!
No,
it.
That makes sense.
That makes
though.
Sense. Got it. Good.
Yeah. of course.
Right.
Then
I didn't.
David Beckham.
Okay.
Which
makes sense.
And then
Jinx. What did he say?
Coke, whatever. And then Anderson Cooper.
Okay.
Which I don't know Anderson Cooper well enough. Like, I don't watch him on TV, so I don't know much about him. But yeah, I found that quite interesting. These five people, because they're all spans of, you know, one's a news reporter, one's a athlete, one's an actor, one's a CEO of a company, you know. So I thought that was
right.
Interesting how he kind of spread it around too. But these were the people that really were pinnacle to him. So there's two things in there. What do you...
I want to look at what you circled.
Oh, no, because I'm going to give you the test.
Oh, I'm getting
a
test. Okay.
There's two tests.
Okay.
And so the first one...
Do you want a pen so that you can write down my answers?
Do you have a writing utensil?
I will get one. I usually have one on me all
so,
the time.
So the first test is, seven questions.
Okay.
And you're going to... I'm going to give you there's a scale 1 to 4. So
okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'll write my answers down.
And then... 1 indicating that you strongly disagree.
Okay.
And 4 being you strongly agree with
okay.
the statement I'm going to give you.
Okay. Okay. Let's start.
First one. Most people will tell a lie if they can gain by it. Do you agree or disagree?
Most people will tell a lie. I'm going to write down my answers.
Okay. You write down your answers.
Because this will be much more fun this way.
Then.
You can follow along at home, folks.
Yes. People claim to have ethical standards, but few stick to them when money is at stake.
Okay.
Do you agree
or
disagree?
Disagree?
These are all statements.
Right.
Moral standards, but... Claim to have
Wait,
ethical...
Most people, or...
People claim to have ethical standards, but few stick to them when
few,
money is at stake.
Few stick to them when money is at stake. Okay, continue.
People pretend to care about others... more than they really do care.
Okay.
That was an easy one. It's sad to see an unselfish person in today's world because so many people take advantage of that person.
Okay.
Most people are interested only in personal benefit.
Okay.
Most people inwardly dislike helping other people.
Okay.
That was a weird one. Most people are really not honest by nature.
Okay.
Okay, those are the questions.
Do I add it up?
So add them all up.
Okay.
I feel like we're doing a really, really lame Cosmo. Like
I know. It's like, hey, guys, do you want to play MASH? Let's play MASH.
Yeah. Okay, so what'd you get?
Eight.
Spectacular. So you answered one on all of them, but two on one of them. That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
Because 1 to 14 is your upbeat. Possibly too upbeat. Which, that doesn't surprise me. You see people as caring, honest, and loyal. Your optimism is a maker of good health. And just beware, you're an easy mark for cynics, liars, and assorted swindlers.
Right. Which is true. I tend to have to kneecap them.
Yes.
With my baseball bat.
Often.
Screw you.
Yes. So then, if you were... That was if you were 7 to 14.
Okay.
Then... I'm trying to realize which one was I. I think I was...
Well, let's read all of them okay. just for people at home.
Yeah. And then 15 to 20, you're a healthy skeptic. That's not the word. Skeptic. Sorry. You tend to worry until convinced otherwise, in which you're... But you're climbing the corporate ladder. One warning, your prove it first attitude could be hurting your relationships.
Okay.
I believe that's where I ended up.
Okay.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. I was 12. So no, I was upbeat.
Wow. Okay.
I answered 2 on all of them, but I did answer 3.
Okay.
On
which one?
The most people are interested in personal benefits. I sort of agree with that.
Which there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I don't see where there's anything wrong with that because...
What number was that?
That was the...
Number 3 or 4?
3 from the last. So it was number 5.
Oh,
Okay.
What was number 4? Because that's the one I answered 2 to.
It's sad to see unselfish people in the world today because so many of them are taken advantage of. But then if you're 21 to 28, you're too cynical. You think all people are selfish and looking for an angle. So you should check that.
Right. And let's relate this to fitness.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are like, what the hell? How does this have to do with fitness?
No, this makes complete sense.
Right.
After you think about it for 10 seconds.
Right. Yeah. Take a second. Breathe. Exhale. Okay, good. Now that we're back on the same page. You realize that if you go into the mindset of like, oh, I guess I'll try this time, you know... You're going to fail. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is if you don't think yourself that you can accomplish it, then how are you going to?
Right.
You're supposed to be your number one fan, you know, so
right.
to speak.
Or as your number one advocate.
Yeah. So let's say you walk into the gym and you're like, guess I'll work out today.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that workout won't be as beneficial as it could be.
Guessing you're probably going to fail.
You wake up in the morning, you're like, supposed to eat right, but I don't know.
Right.
I guess I will. When that person gives you a brownie at lunch, you're going to knock out 4.
Yeah. And then, or even on the side of hiring a personal trainer. It's like, I guess I'll hire one. It might work. Or training doesn't work. I've done it before. It's, no. That mindset is what killed you, not your trainer. Your trainer might have sucked, but that's another issue. But your mindset going into those sessions is what made you fail.
Oh, yeah. And it's so frustrating because we see it all day long.
Right.
And
we see people dumping so much money into it. It's like, we average it out. If you train with a trainer 5 days a week for a month, how much does it come out? It's like
18,000 a year, 75 bucks a day.
$75 a day to train with a trainer, right? Or depending on the sliding
yeah.
scale, blah, blah, blah. To not get results... Like, hello, like, that is frustrating.
If you want to hand me 75 bucks a day...
Right, to not see results?
To not, like, just to stand there? Heck yeah.
Yeah,
I'll take 75
stupid.
Bucks from you.
The reason that I knew that number off the top of our head, that made it sound like one person.
I knew.
And we're not married.
No.
Two did not become one.
No.
And won't.
Ever.
Ever. The reason that we know that those numbers off the top of our heads is that we're planning on opening up our own facility coming up in the next 3 to 4 months. That's really going to help people focus in on actually hitting their goals and not spend $75 a day. We're talking what, like 20?
We're talking
20
bucks a day,
which is in comparison. Like, let's not lie, that's saving you $55.
Yeah, it's saving you 55 bucks, and it's ridiculous
yeah.
in the concept of it, and
with a guarantee. To get results.
Yeah, and it's going to be it's going to be awesome. We've been talking to people about this, and this is kind of one of the reasons why we've gone to 3 days a week.
Right.
Is so that we can focus more on this aspect of it. But I've been telling people, and this is kind of the visual people get when we talk about this gym to them, is curves that works.
Right. Curves that works.
And because it's class orientated, circuit training and stuff like that, but it's going to be productive stuff.
Right.
But that's enough of that.
That's a taste of what's to come, neither here nor there.
Yes. So what I kind of wanted to get people to realize as they were listening to us today, Keon, was just like to be positive about it. Go in there and not think, "Oh, I'm going to fail."
Okay.
And so often as I was reading this article, I was like, I tend to overthink. I tend to not trust so well people, but I'm...
That was like Yoda.
You like that?
I tend to not trust so well people.
Yes. That was really good. But at the same time, I find that I can go within and be positive about things.
Okay.
And there's an aspect of this article that they broke it down to three little, what's the word I'm looking for?
Like catchphrases?
Yeah, just like,
or
just their sentences that you could say.
Okay.
And just like kind of, they break it down real like neutral, and then what a cynic would say, and then what you should say to be more like positive about stuff.
Right.
And the first one is like, you can't keep a girlfriend. A cynic would say, all women are crazy.
Okay, so there's three situations.
Yeah, there's situations.
Got it.
So, like, the cynic would say, like, all girls are crazy. Like, right. It's, you know, whatnot.
Which they are.
Which they are. And I know firsthand that a lot of them are.
Right.
And, but the person that, yeah. But instead, you should be asking yourself, like, what about me is driving these women crazy?
Huh.
Or, like, what did I do?
Right.
Like, could it be something I did as
pretty much take responsibility.
Yeah, take responsibility that in these kind of, in relationships, it's a two-way street.
Right.
You know, a lot of girls, I've joked, were crazy that I dated.
Right.
I've asked myself that question.
What about me is attracting crazies?
What did I do to attract crazies?
Or make them crazy.
Yeah, to make them crazy. I think that it's not so much I made them crazy, but I tend to draw towards women that are needy and need attention and thus are a little crazy.
Right. It's current girlfriend excluded.
Completely excluded.
Yes.
But that, you kind of have to step back and be like, what am I bringing to this picture? And that's kind of with working out. What am I doing when I work out?
Right.
You know, is it just I'm lifting weights to lift them, or am I trying to better myself?
What's your purpose?
What is the purpose? The next one was when you hate your job. A cynic would be like, my sweat is making my boss richer.
Okay.
You know, like, you know, it's, oh, I'm doing all the work.
Right.
My boss is just sitting there doing nothing, blah, blah, blah. Instead, you should be thinking, how do I become my boss?
Right.
How do I benefit from this? How can I be promoted to that?
Right.
And that's the same thing where so often I hear girls, and girls are the craziest and catty-ish of them all. Blah, blah, doesn't have to do anything, and she's thin. Okay, well, what do you have to do to be thin? Instead of being jaded, angry, and all that stuff about her, it's not her fault that she has a great metabolism or
actually
she's
works out.
Bulimic or works out or whatever works for her.
Right.
What's going to work for you? What's going to get you there?
Right.
So then the last one is your kids. This one was my favorite because I feel like this is so often just something that I hear because I have a lot of teacher friends.
Uh-huh.
And it's so fascinating that that the cynic way of thought is what is all I hear about.
Prevalent, right.
Yeah. Your kids are underperforming at school. The cynic thinks the education system sucks. That's all their fault.
Right. Absolutely.
That the teachers are dumb, the school's not giving them enough attention, this, that, and the other thing. And this is how this magazine breaks it down. Instead, you should ask yourself, when was the last time you taught your kids something?
Yeah. And that, I mean, taking that to a gym, oh, my gym sucks.
My gym sucks. My personal trainer's not doing anything. Well, what did you bring to the table?
Take responsibility for your body. Yeah. Come on. It's your body. It's where you happen. Done.
End of sentence.
Right.
Technically, yeah. That's the end of sentence, but that one, period. That one, yeah, period. In a sentence. But right. That one makes the most sense. It's like, what was the last thing you did?
Right.
So, oh, I'm not gaining weight. Or I'm not losing weight. Well, what was the last thing you did?
Right. Or Weight Watchers isn't working for me. Well, let's break down that sentence. Weight Watchers isn't working for me. Working for me instead of I'm not working, you know, to lose weight at Weight Watchers. Yeah.
It's just a matter of glass full or half empty.
Right.
I like to look at it as full.
Which is a mindset change for you.
Which is a mindset. Actually, I was thinking about this as I was reading the article, because they talk about the half empty, half full. I'm just happy there's water.
That's funny.
It's not so much that it's full or empty.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I got water.
Right.
Like, I'm cool. Like, you don't gotta worry about me. I'm set over here.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's more of an positive way, but I wouldn't say it's cynic or optimist.
Yeah, I know.
It's just kind of, I have water.
Like, right.
I'm very
factual,
like, this is what we can do and go from there.
Right. So, okay. That's good.
I don't really care how much.
That's good. I like that. Yeah, so when you find yourself in these situations where you are questioning or feeling bitter or whatever, think about how can you turn that question around to something you can change. Because all three of those questions were nothing that you could change. Like, my sweat is making money for my boss. Nothing you can change about that.
Yeah.
You know? Sorry.
But the question then changes to be, how can I change it?
Right. What can I do to make this situation better? The school system sucks. No. My child isn't learning. Oh, that's a different question. Oh, now I can help my child learn. Yeah. I'm not losing belly fat. Oh, what? See, you know, it's like, or my gym isn't working for me. Oh, that means, you know.
Switch it around.
Play
what
with the
can
learning.
I do within my gym to be better?
Right.
Maybe it's a different gym.
Maybe it's
I'm guaranteeing small group training. Small group training would probably be the way to go.
Right.
So that's what our little 10 cents today.
Yeah.
You got a word for us?
I got a word of the day. I'm just going to point. Don't look. Close your eyes. Point. That one.
Start there.
This is grandiloquism. A grandiloquent utterance or term. A grandiose expression used in place of a more common one. Just as a euphemism is a mild or delicate expression used in place of a blunt one. Any word in this book, including now that you mention it, the word grandiloquism. Fantastic, right?
That's a good way to end it.
That's a great word. I love that
stuff. What was it again? How do you
grandiloquism.
Grandiloquism.
Yeah, grandiloquism.
That's weird.
It's saying I'm using a word that is more. It's more complicated than needs to be.
Oh, so right. Half the time when you talk.
No, I'm awesome when I talk.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you guys on Monday. Talk to you later. Peace.